Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, today we're seeing things a little more clearly in more ways than one. I'm here with Mike Wiley from Dixon Hampenstall, a business that's been helping people across Dublin not just see things more clearly, but look sharp as well. We'll be chatting about the business of eye care, how the industry's changing, and I'll be putting my eyesight on the line a bit later on when I'm introduced to Mary Carty, who's the optometrist here. Mike, this is a business that's been here since 1908. Give us a little bit of the history of the place.
It is. So it was started in 1908. Originally, the original business was around the corner from us here on Grafton Street, and then they acquired this building in Suffolk Street as well in the late 30s. So it was started by two men, Thomas Hempenstall and Thomas Dixon. Both were opticians at the time, and they wanted to get into kind of bespoke glasses. A lot of them were made to order at the time. They would have been way ahead of their time as well in relation to the lenses they were using. So everything was made to order.
Yeah.
They eventually became the state opticians.
Is that
right? Yeah, yeah. So... They actually, in Suffolk Street here on the three floors above us, they started an engineering company. So all the floors here are all completely level on the three floors above us, all concrete. So they started to do engineering equipment again, which was kind of ahead of their time. They had a weather station on top of the building here. So they used to do the weather for the Irish Times for about 60 years.
Wow.
So it used to come from here. So... And then over the years, the business has adapted, which I suppose is the main reason why we're still in business. It's about adapting all the time and keeping the business up to date with technology and product services.
Yeah. Tell me how the business has sort of changed, I suppose, in more recent decades. Glasses were probably always an item of fashion, as well as having a functional use.
Yeah, I suppose the fashion end of things, certainly in the last 30 years, has come to the fore. But with that coming as well, better products have come, better materials have come, better lenses have come. And at this stage, I suppose a lot of the what we would call the cheaper products have been kind of done away with, you know, and because people want a better product, they want something that lasts longer and that looks better.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of, I suppose, the components of the business, you said in the old days, Mr. Hempenstall and Mr. Dixon would have done everything themselves. Are aspects of the business now more specialist, where the lenses might be made somewhere else or parts of the glasses? Tell me a little bit about what you do and what you don't do.
Yeah, so I suppose we used to always make our own lenses here on the top, on the fourth floor. Labs really don't exist in practice anymore. Everything technology has come to the fore on that. Everything is traced. All lenses are made now. We generally use a Japanese company called Hoya, where their lenses are made generally in Wrexham or in Portugal. So all the lenses come in pre-cut into our practice here. And basically, we just assemble them then into the frames. So labs are a thing of the past at this stage in store.
Yeah.
We've kind of gone ahead of the times. We've opened up a dry eye clinic here, which is a big problem for people on screens. As you know yourself, we're all using screens all day. So a dry eye clinic, myopia management clinic we've started. So we've looked kind of beyond just doing glasses as such, because we have to go
so
down.
It's all eye care.
It's all eye care. It's all individual eye care.
Now I'm down here in the basement in Dixon Hempenstall. Mary Carty, the optometrist, has rejoined me. Mary, I'm slightly nervous, but what are we going to be doing here this morning?
Now, you no need to be nervous at all. We're going to start off today. I'm just going to get a little bit of history about you yourself and your eyes. Then we're going to move into the eye test. We'll have a look at the health of your eyes then, your retina, and we'll have a chat about the eyes and the health of your eyes. Keep your eye steady and open now. Little flash. perfect. And that's done. And we're going to scan down through the layers of your retina here. Now, I'm bringing the green line up to the top of that box there. We're scanning down, and you'll see the result here on this scan here. We're specifically looking for anything unusual along this line here, little bumps or little swellings or anything. So we're just going to look through that now. That's just a blood vessel, another blood vessel. That's perfect, perfect macula. No macular degeneration there, even brewing. So that's really healthy.
Okay, good to hear that. So I've passed the first test.
Now we're looking at what we call your disc. This is when you were looking to the side.
Oh, right. And is that peripheral vision?
That's your peripheral vision. That's right. And yours is perfect. This here is your disc. This is where everything comes in and goes out of your eye to your brain. This here is your optic nerve head. And we're looking for any thinning of that, I would say the ganglion cellular, in relation to glaucoma. And there's none there. That's perfectly healthy. Mm. And now we're going to look at the other eye.
How important is it for people to get their eyes tested, Mary?
Really important. You may feel that, oh, my vision isn't changing, I don't need to go to the optician, but these are the reasons you're coming in mainly. Yeah. It's the health of your eyes. The eye can tell so much about the health of the rest of the body. Like if you had something like high blood pressure, you would see tortuosity of these vessels here. You could see tortuosity of these vessels here, little hemorrhages. If you had diabetes, you might see little cotton wool spots on the retina. It's so important to have the health of your eyes checked. This is your retina check now, and that's stored there now. So we can compare that then the next time you come in.
Sure.
And just make sure that there's no changes on your retina.
Fantastic.
Now, can you start here for me? F? Anything at all?
Yeah, F-E-U-Z-N.
Be good. Anything on the next line?
P-U-H-F-D-Y.
Excellent. And the next line?
F-H-F-Z-R-U-Y.
That's really good. And I'm just going to try this print here. So, it's 4-point, which is the smallest print you will see. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can do this. Printing of this size is used only for special applications, including technical data on the instrumentation.
Supervision.
Are we good?
Yeah, excellent. Now I'm just going to find your range with that prescription. Concentrating on the three words, this is the, can you slowly bring the card towards you, but tell me when it blurs? That's really good.
Bring it forward. Yeah. It's blurring about there.
That's perfect. And now push it away. Tell me when it blurs again, please. Oh, that's really good.
About there.
That's a really good range for your reading.
Good range, folks. You heard it here.
Now, Bobby, you mentioned your colour vision, so we're just going to check it anyway.
Yeah.
Can you attempt, these are the power plates. It's a colour vision test.
Yeah.
Probably the most basic colour vision test that everybody will have at an eye test. Can you read these numbers for me?
Right, there's 12.
Perfect.
See, nothing in that one. Nothing in that one.
That's fine.
Nothing in that one.
That's fine. Now this test checks for red-green colour vision.
Which is what I have.
Which you have, yeah. And that's very common and it's quite hereditary actually.
And tell me this, Mary, has anybody come up with a cure for that? Is there anything that can be done?
Yeah, there are now colour vision glasses that you can get and they're quite expensive, but they do give you a sense of colour. Now they may not be the same type of colour that would say people who would have normal colour vision would see, but they definitely give you more, would say, differences between colours. And there's also a contact lens called an X-Crom lens. You can wear it in one eye and that will actually differentiate between colours between the two eyes for you as well. Nothing is as vivid as normal colour vision, but it would give you that more sense of colour.
So could I get that
X-Crom lens?
And I could get that built into my regular glasses.
They are glasses that will say, I think they are specific glasses. Okay. They're specific glasses now, okay. Actually. Now, I just want to check the pressure inside your eyes. This checks also for glaucoma. It checks the intraocular pressure. Very good. Now, we're just going to do each eye separately. Looking in here, you will see a little red light. Just look at it for me. Keep your eye as steady as you can. That's super. A little puff now. That's great. And again.
Whoa.
Very good. And one more and we're finished. That's perfect.
Thank you, Mary.
Now, your pressures, Bobby, are 20 and 21 in each eye. On this machine, that's called a non-contact tonometer. On this machine, anything between about 11 and 21 is considered normal. because your pressures are the high side of normal, I'd probably bring you back at a different time of the day to check them again.
Okay.
There's such a thing called diurnal variation, or they can be a little bit higher if you've had a cup of coffee. So I'd be inclined to check them again.
All right, so it's not perfect news. Well, there's one slight issue that we need to look at.
No, I'm just being fussy. But
okay,
now,
good.
The other thing is, if we found that the pressures were in any way higher than that, we'd always do what's called a visual field test. What we're checking for, you don't have it, but what we're checking for is something called glaucoma. Now, your OCT scan showed that you don't have glaucoma. The pressures are just the high side of normal, but just to dot all the I's and cross the T's, we'd probably do what's called a visual field test. That checks your peripheral vision. We ask you each eye individually to look at a spot, and we show you tiny little pinpricks of light in your peripheral vision. You press a button whenever you're aware of it, and it gives us a printout of how your actual peripheral retina is working. And that's the kind of the end test then,
right,
the resultant test then.
Mary, I want to thank you for your time, your patience, your energy. I really enjoyed the whole process of getting my eyes tested, and your recommendations are gratefully received, and we'll share them with the nation.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.